Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a week in sport it has been, and plenty more to come. This is certainly the station to be tuned into. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy through the studios of 1170 AM in Sydney, but broadcasting across the Central Coast, Illawarra, Griffith, Canberra, wherever you're listening on the SEN app. It could be anywhere in the world. And hello to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. In fact, this morning, we want to know where you are listening to us right now and how. Are you listening on the radio or through the app? Send us in a text and let us know your name, where you're listening and how you're listening. We're very interested to hear from some of the far-flung places. What are some of the more remote places listening to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy? We'll pick two listeners out at random at the end of the show to win either the Signet Boost Power Bank or the $50 gift card from card.gift. So where are you listening to the program? And what is the form you're listening through? Text us on 0457 736 736. That is the Edgewater Homes text line. Even if it's just to say hello, which I'm going to do right now to Greg Alexander. Hello. I was getting worried about you, Brandy.
Hello, Andrew.
Where were you? There's no time to get you a coffee or a Vispo's or a bacon and egg roll, anything. Where's Brandy? Is he injured?
Can you believe that I did not set the alarm last night? So I got home after Thursday night footy and I haven't set the alarm and I slept in. I got through to 5 o'clock. So I woke up, I thought it was really odd that I could hear a car. I heard a car outside and I thought, that's unusual. Normally no cars, no sound. Normally it's just the dead of night. But there was a moment of panic. I grabbed the phone to see what
time
it was.
You didn't know it was Friday, did you, Brandy? You didn't know the day. You didn't sort of wake up thinking it's Saturday, did you?
No. I didn't know what I was thinking when I woke up. But it didn't take long for me to start panicking before I actually grabbed the phone to see what time it was. Then I realised, although late, although slept in, not disastrous. Because here I am, Vossie.
Tenya, Mrs. Alexander be angry that you're wearing her top there, Brandy, that you've got dressed in a hurry, that you've come in. That's a lovely little that you've got on there, but yes, it's a little tight.
Everyone that wakes up early and everyone listening now wakes up in the dark and some of the disasters that you go through before trying to get out without making noise, without waking the house up and
Okay, that's the second talkback topic for the day. Wardrobe disasters when you're dressing in the dark for early work shifts.
You know what my problem is? My problem is if I get up and I put the phone somewhere, then I can't find it again. It's dark. The phone's off. I can't find it. That's the problem. Okay.
All right. Text us in here. You like Brandy. Have you had a bit of in the dark dressing disasters, late for work, 0457 736 736. What's your smother? What's your go-to there? Now, the cricket, a lot of you would have probably gone to bed listening to SEN in Australia, you know, carried on with the bat. Not quite the 400-500-run partnership we were hoping for Travis Head and Steve Smith, but a very healthy and imposing 469 is where they landed. Steve Smith going on to make 121. Travis Head out for 163. Alex Carey, the other contribution, 48, out reverse sweeping. Like, he went down and Tedzek got him in the balls. Was the eventual decision groin in line with a wicket, or did it hit the pad on the way through? I was only listening and I just need to check that one. But anyway, it was an odd one. In reply, India 5 for 151. Australia right on top, five bowlers, five wickets, a wicket each. Fantastic stuff from the Aussies.
Yeah. How good, Vossie. When I got into Fox yesterday, because I worked on the Titans-Tigers game, and I made sure immediately that we the two TVs, one was cricket and one was the footy. So I watched a fair bit of the cricket. I made everyone else watch the cricket too, that was part of the Fox team last night. Fantastic work by our boys. Even though Smith and Travis had only added, another 30 runs, 30 or 40 runs to their scores. But a good innings by Alex Carey, and fantastic that we had all wicket takers. Get a wicket each. Scotty Boland. So that's a great day of cricket for the Aussies.
Definitely so. Steve Smith bringing up his 31st Test century. SEN with coverage of the cricket, every single ball of the Test Championship and the Ashes. This was the milestone moment last night on SEN for Steve Smith.
Siraj Smith, one away from 100, and he'll get it from the second ball of the day. Back-to-back boundaries to start. An emphatic start to day two for Stephen Smith. Out towards the deep mid-wicket rope. Back at the ground where this remarkable ton machine first clicked into gear in 2013. It was here in South London where he struck his first Test 100. And now he's earned the right to salute for his 31st. Playing his way, doing things on his terms. And along with Travis Head, putting his side in the strongest of positions in this World Test Championship final, Stephen Smith is one of the greatest to ever do it.
Partnership ended up 285, Brandy. 285, the partnership between Smith and Head. Now, just in regards to SEN's coverage tonight, get your head around this because it's a very big night. I mean, the home of sport with the rugby league coverage for listeners on 1170 in Sydney, Jared Croker's 300th game tonight. Raiders and Warriors from Canberra. So SEN's coverage tonight resumes at 7 o'clock. But on 1170 in Sydney, we will join the coverage at 8.05 straight after the Raiders-Warriors game. But if you got the app, everything's happening there.
In terms the Jared of the Croker game. The Jared Croker game. That's how we're billing it, aren't we? The Warriors just a support crew. But you're tipping the Warriors.
Is it too late to change last night's tip?
Oh, that's right.
I was on the rickshaw. The rickshaw's looking... Look, Luke Brooks hamstring, Appy Coruscant broken jaw, Tigers beaten 28-12. Bad night for Tigers, bad night for New South Wales, ramification. So Appy Coruscant confirmation, broken jaw in the incident with Tino Fasua Malaoui, placed on report rather belatedly. We now have a whole stream of callers already teed up saying, well, this is, we're going Damien Cook, we're going Rhys Robson, we're going Blake Brayley,
they're all in camp. They were all in camp last, Origin 1. Except for Cookie. Cookie wasn't. Rhys Robson came in, joined us in camp for a day. Blake Brayley was the 20th man. Came in for 3 days, trained with the side.
The incident. Tino Fasua-Malaoui. Put your cards on the table right now. How did you see it? Freddie and Joey on the Channel 9 coverage, apparently. I didn't see that, but they were saying probably charge, which is interesting in their position. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know, Vossie. I really don't know. I said last night I didn't see a whole lot wrong with it. Appy stood upright to make the tackle. He just lifted his arms and... You know, they talk about raising your arms perpendicular or crossways. Horizontal, you're in trouble. Perpendicular, you got the bumper bars up. It was the arm carrying the ball. I didn't think it was raised as he came to the tackle. He had them up as he came into the tackle. There wasn't a lifting of the arm as he hit Appy. I thought the only problem might be is the fact that he was warned and fined about it last 2 weeks ago against the Dogs with Reid Marnie. And we played both incidents at half time, and I thought the Reid Marnie incident was a lot worse. It was a lot worse than what the Appy Coruscant incident was. So I'm thinking he might get a low grade charge, maybe get another fine, or it might sort of tip into a one-game suspension, but
there we go.
I don't know.
Listeners, have your say. Tino, on the incident, if you watched it live, what do you think? 0457 736 736. Open line number 1300 01 11 70. Let me put this to you hypothetically. No injury. Do you bat an eyelid on the run?
No, probably not.
Do you even bat an eyelid? I don't.
No,
I just think it's big man, little man. And not that Appy's a midget, but Tino's a big man. And it's just a height difference. It's just, if you come in at above waist, between waist and pec, then this is going to happen. And people joke about it, but you can't just make your arms disappear, you know, when you're running the ball. And you can't. Yep. You're not carrying the ball down by your hip.
Yeah, you're allowed to put your arms out to protect yourself as you run into a defender. That's, you know, we've established that. That is allowed. So I'm with you, Andrew. If there's no injury, we're not even, it's just a normal play.
I'm standing by that, but I agree with your original point. It's almost like the Swalehi one. See, I don't think his knee lift last week was anywhere near as bad as what he'd done previously. And if I'm him, I'm going to the judiciary defending myself, saying, well, look, these ones I did earlier this year, way worse than this.
You know, I am learning.
Be charged.
You say, look, I am making adjustments.
Yes. So Tino should say, if any charge eventuates, it, no, but look, this one on Red Money is way worse than this. That's a charge this isn't. That's almost the defence you could have. Anyway, you'll be pleased to know, Brandy, you've got your notepad still there, haven't you? You've got two notepads now. So you've filled one up with notes of suggestions. What have you got there? Gamble, Hastings, Moylan, Hines. Okay. Matty Johns in today's Telegraph. If Cody Walker is fit to go, he's a must for New South Wales. He's the competition's best ball player and most instinctive footballer, a left-side specialist. So Matty's locked in Cody Walker for you.
I agree with Cody. Cody's in great form. I agree with those points that were made just then.
Sorry, he's a must for New South Wales? Do you agree with that bit?
No, I agreed with the points made about Cody. Yes, he is. Okay. He is the best ball player in the game. There's no doubt about that.
Who's favourite for hooker?
I don't know. Well, there's a number of options, isn't there? I think Reece Robson's been in good form. Damien Cook, of course, has been there since 2018, and Cookie's not in bad form.
Tell you what,
my word on Cody Walker is that he won't play this weekend.
Tomorrow, against the Dragons.
Tomorrow.
Quad. I tell you what we'll do, Brandy. We'll let the listeners tell you who the hooker should be. Okay? We'll just, we'll let them. So get on the phone. Give Brandy the pecking order 1, 2, 3, or 4, if you like. This one, SOS call to Denny Bedeiros.
Oh, Betsy.
Beds are us. Betsy.
The Beds are us, man.
Yeah, is he looking fit?
He's fit. Yeah, he looks good.
Danny Bedeiros. Okay. That's all there. So plenty happening. Anthony Seibold, by the way, is back Shane Flanagan for the head coaching role at the Dragons, saying that he'd be a loss to Manly, but ultimately with assistant coaches, you want them to be aspirational. I'd love to see him get another opportunity, and hopefully he gets one at the Dragons. So very nicely done. Anthony Seibold supporting his assistant coach. AFL last night. Did you happen? I wasn't watching live, but I'm checking the scores, and I thought the app mustn't be working. Quarter time, Swans are zero. First scoreless opening quarter since 1997, but hold the phone, it was a bludger. St Kilda only had two scoring plays, got one goal, one behind. It was 7-0 at quarter time. Not torrential rain or anything like that.
Buddy 350. Yeah, the Buddy 350 didn't go down as it should have.
No.
Wasn't celebrated. Loss.
Couple of goals, but no, St Kilda winning as John Donohoe, our AFL man, tipped on this program yesterday, 80-66. Sad news yesterday in the world of Australian football, if you can say that, certainly in Australian football, in world football, talking about the man that led Australia to the World Cup way back in 1974 for the first time, Raleigh Rasich, dying at aged 87. Many, many tributes. I thought Andy Pascalidis was fantastic on social media, Ray Gatt and others paying tribute. To a man who cannot be taken out, you know, for as long as we often say, there can only be one first, and he was the first to coach Australia to a World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. Vossi, can we just go back to the AFL?
Yes.
Buddy, and I don't watch the AFL, so if we've got AFL watchers out there, has Buddy gone around a year too long? Are they just nursing Buddy to the back end of the season and...
Well, they're managing his workload. You know, they've made no secret of that. He doesn't have to play every week. Still a headline grabber, though, Brandy. You know, yep.
He's a headline grabber here in Sydney because that's the only name we know, basically. Mm. Like, you know, any other.
So the
Swans?
Giants have Toby Green, but Toby Green doesn't have the paper pull, cut through all those modern expressions of a Buddy Franklin. Buddy Franklin can still get a headline and a write up and a photo, and people know that's Buddy Franklin with a glamorous wife and all that. Toby Green would be far better player at this point of their careers, like miles better. But Toby Green doesn't have the profile in Sydney, and that's probably the difference where the Swans win the marketing battle over the Giants.
Because where does this leave the Swans? The Swans are battling at the moment, aren't they?
They're outside the eight. It's not flash. Swans sitting there with 5-7. 5-7 record. That's not good. Mm-hmm. And also, just a point, before we take a break and start getting into your calls, and this is not rugby union bashing by any means, but in case you're not aware, the Waratahs are playing their quarterfinal tonight in the Super Rugby against the Blues, and we wish them well because no Australian side has ever won a playoff in New Zealand, Brandy. Ever. Ever. Never won a playoff in New Zealand. And New South Wales, they're playing at Eden Park. They haven't won since 2009 at the ground, and we know the Wallabies record.
Not even
there,
in our best days.
No Australian team's won a playoff in New Zealand. No. In Super Rugby, sides.
What chance do you give the Waratahs of winning tonight then in Auckland?
Well, they've had some close games against the Blues, but do they get the job done? But the more broad point is, rugby union, I can't think of in my lifetime a high-profile football code with such an under-the-radar start to their final series. It's like, what has the build-up been? This is the finals, folks. They're playing tonight. And I reckon I could go outside the studios this morning and survey anyone walking past down at Vispo's Coffee, just stand there for an hour having a couple of bacon and egg burgers and orange juice and avocado and Vegemite on toast and a couple of coffees. But I could basically survey everyone, and no one would know who is playing and when they are playing, and maybe most wouldn't know the finals are even starting. How can that happen? I dare say, tongue-in-cheek slightly, I don't think Joseph Swali is the answer to this dilemma of the low-profile nature now of rugby union. I'm being serious here, folks. This is not a rugby league man bashing up rugby union. I'm stating fact. Rugby union has fallen off a cliff, the Super Rugby competition, has fallen off a cliff. Mm. Who knows, there's a World Cup.
There's a World Cup coming up, isn't there, at the end of the year?
Where is the World Cup?
Is the World Cup in France?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I agree with you. When Joseph Suoli'i, when he joins rugby, I think Joseph will disappear into the ether of that is rugby.
Headline, one or two games and that's it. Bang, gone. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, for the record, three Australian franchises are playing in the finals. Waratahs against the Blues tonight, Reds against the Chiefs tomorrow, and the Brumbies really flying the flag against the Hurricanes 7:35 tomorrow night. So Canberra's got a big double. They've got the Raiders tonight, Jared Croker 300, and the Brumbies tomorrow night. We wish the Australian franchises well. It is 22 after 6. Get on the phones right now, 1300 011 70. Text 0457 736 736. And most of all, just tell us where you are listing and how you are listing to the program. You'll be in the chance of winning a couple of prizes at the end of the program.
Spanky says, at least the Waratahs aren't being wound up. Rugby union in the UK is spluttering too. London Irish just booted from the Premiership, not paying wages and bankrupt. Third team this year.
Third team this season.
Because, Vossi, they've got extraordinary... They spend extraordinary amounts of money. And I remember talking to Phil Blake about it. Blakey, who's an assistant coach up at the Queensland Reds, spent 5 or 6 years over in England. Like I remember him talking about that £16 million per club, pounds, huge money.
Little sentiment that I detected spending a bit of time over there was the two most overrated sports that get massive coverage over there are the rugby union and Formula One. Formula One gets massive coverage when not much happens. But there you go. That's even having the deeds of Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton would be a big reason because of that, wouldn't he? Mm. The English driver, sitting up the top for many years.
Brandy, you got your pen ready?
Go.
Yeah, okay. Brandy, with Dylan Edwards coming in, the only choice for nine is Mitch Kenny. Okay, so combinations. So Luai 6, Keddie 9, Edwards 1, maybe right. Cogger 7, depending on how he plays this weekend.
Correct. No. Morning, V Man and Splinters, the ultimate fence sitter. Splinters, surely the 9 has to be Reece Robson. Brayley will get torn apart like a hot chook, says the Port Adelaide Dragon. Port Adelaide Dragon. I'm not naming the side today. Like, I'm not saying, yes, we're definitely going this way or that. Reece Robson has been playing great footy, and Reece Robson's been part of the squad before. So we'll see what happens. There's still a weekend of footy to go.
Brandy's had a close escape on an alarm this morning. Blaine has got a cracking yarn on the text. He says, boys, I wake up in a panic once thinking I'd slept in for my 4 a.m. start. Quickly threw on my uniform, got in the car, and wasn't until I got to the end of the street that I realised it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I'd fell asleep on the couch after work 3 hours earlier. Just a bit overworked, tired.
Wow. You're in a bad place if that's happening.
Yeah, that's tough. I think you need to do the Tigers AFL coach. You need a bit of time out there. Put the queue on the rack there for a while. Take a break. David from Penrith. Morning, guys. I'm sick of hearing Tino incident on Appy was accidental. I understand that when running, he raises his arm to protect himself. But by doing that, you put yourself at a risk of injuring a player. And that's what Tino did last night. It's like a charge down when you accidentally hit a player's leg by trying to stop a scoring opportunity. You can't just do that in capital letters. David from Penrith, thank you for the passion.
I don't agree. Like, I think it's unfortunate that Appy's broken his jaw and will be out, miss the Origin series, miss time for the Tigers. But I can't see Tino getting in trouble for what he did.
Okay. Now the other thing
could be a fine.
A fine. Okay. But second fine. Not sure how the loading would work in that instance. We're asking, where are you listening to the program this morning and in what form? So here we go. We've got to rattle off a few. This listener listing in Toowoomba on the app daily. Go the Blues. So we've got a New South Welshman there in Toowoomba. Morning, VB. I'm listening via the app while in the shower. Rubber dub dubs. It's the Freshwater Stormer. So listening nude, soaping up, listening to the program.
Yeah.
Good morning, gents. I'm listening in the shower on the SEN app. There's another one. He's listening in the shower. So we are cleanliness is next to godliness, I suppose. Morning, legends on the app from Yankalilla, South Australia. You ever heard of that? Is that a place?
Never heard of it.
Google Never Yankalilla, it. Please. What's the postcode of Yankalilla?
How far from Adelaide is that, the Radelaide Rooster who sent that text in? Jeff is in Quakers Hill, so he's close by. Lying in bed listening on the app, boys.
Nice, yeah, just kicking back.
Morning,
what
Jeff.
What a start. What a start of the day. And this one here, a lovely message from Andrew from Manly Weather saying, I've never heard of Toby Green and didn't know Super Rugby was still on in 2023. So there you go. A little negative. Let's take a quick call, Brandy. A ball. Let's take a quick ball and a call as well.
G'day, James.
Good morning, gentlemen. Brandy, with you're saying you're getting up late and obviously saying having to get dressed in the dark.
Dark.
So you don't disturb the missus. So you don't disturb the better half because then mine is you wouldn't even want to wake her up early. No way.
wow.
I was scared to wake her up at 4:30 in the morning when we were going to Vanuatu for a holiday. Right, what you do is the night before, you get all your clothes, your jock socks, pants, shirt, jumper, grab it all, shoes, put them in the living room. So you get 100%. Out of bed, turn the alarm off, and go get dressed in the house, in the living room. Put the kettle on, get dressed. Wait, time to dress.
Exactly, James. Exactly, James.
So you just wake up and get out. Room.
I've done that every day since I've done this shift, Brandy. The night before, you go to the trouble. The last thing you do is get your clothes out for the next morning. Already there. Right. Except sometimes you get down there and you've only got one sock.
I'm writing that down too, Vossie.
Yep. Yeah. All right, James of Hornsby. Time. Excellent advice. Yeah, let's go to
James
right now. Well done, James of Hornsby. Excellent advice. Thanks, bro. Thanks, Fox. Yeah. Good on you, mate. Jay, Friday morning, make it good, please.
Hey guys, breakups in redneck country can be tough. I need more space. It's not you, it's me. Yes, we can still be cousins.
Ooh, wow. That's the second time this week we've gone the sort of inbred area. Yeah. Good stuff. 26-7, that's very late for the news, but the news cometh right now.
The Canadian Open is underway, round one. We'll get to those scores in a minute, but Roland Garros semi-finals continue tonight on Stan Sport. Every match ad-free, four courts in 4K in the Australasian Academy of Tennis Coaches, AATC.tennis. Our man Brett Phillips is on the line. Brett, we have a women's final decided.
Yeah, quite extraordinary. What a morning. Probably the best women's singles semi-final that I can ever remember in my time covering the sport, to be totally honest. Look, some may call it a choke when you're the world number two, Aryna Sabalenka. You're 5-2 up serving for the match, and you drop five games on the trot and you make a ton of unforced errors, and nerves can get to everyone. But her opponent today is exactly like watching Ash Barty play. And boy, oh boy, we miss Ash. Obviously, running tennis and sport in Australia feels that because she was at the peak of her powers. But Karolina Muchová of the Czech Republic, she was a nightmare matchup for Sabalenka. I mean, 3 hours and 13 minutes. And her body's really let her down the last 3 years. She actually made a semi-final of the Australian Open, had all sorts of injuries, always had the talent. She was unseeded, 43 in the world coming in, but she really plays like a top 20 player. And not since Ash have we seen someone execute the slice backhand as well as this girl. Up the line, a little, those stinky little drop shots. So the chipping balls that just are a nightmare if you're a pure ball hitter, because you want everything in the hitting zone. So Karolina Muchová, hats off to her. She played the game of her life today. Now with the challenge of trying to take down the world number one, Iga Świątek, who was certainly pushed in the second set in her match against Beatrice Hadad-Meier. But she's the only one of the so-called big three in women's tennis standing now, Iga, so she's going to take some beating come Saturday.
All right, Brett, and because it's the last time we speak for the week, our prediction for the men's end, who do you expect to be playing in the final? It's massive. One side of the draw. It's almost like the other side of the draw doesn't exist with respect. Djokovic, Alcaraz.
Bossy, yeah. Well, I've never been more excited about a men's tennis match than this, and that's saying something, having covered the big three for quite some time. This is going to be a blockbuster tonight. So Alcaraz, Djokovic, 10:30 Eastern on Nine tonight. Get a glance if you're not a tennis fan. Have a look at this one. This is going to be a battle of the heavyweights, and I'm still going to stick with Carlos. I just reckon he's running on top of the ground. And in the other semi-final, I think Casper Ruud makes it through to back-to-back Roland Garros finals, having lost to Rafa last year. Might just have a little bit too much for big Sasha Zverev, who's a feel-good story, and hopefully, fingers crossed, there's no deja vu of that injury from last year.
All righty, Brett, summed it up beautifully as always. Busy man. Thank you for that report. Have a great weekend covering the French Open.
On your Brett.
Pleasure, gents. It's good to chat.
Yeah, Brett Phillips, Roland Garros semi-finals continue tonight on Stan Sport. Every match ad-free, four courts in 4K sport coming out of our everywhere this weekend. And listeners coming from everywhere this morning. It's been a fascinating little start. We asked at the top, just let us know where you were listening and on what format. Are you listening on the radio? Are you listening on the app? This latest one, Walnuts here. We haven't had Walnuts ever text us. Listening in Coonabarabran, just kicked off work. Cheers, love the show. So in Coonabarabran, g'day, how's it going out there? Good to hear from you, Walnuts.
Jess listening on the app, driving from Delaney's Creek to Rocky. Well, I'm assuming that's Rockhampton. Mm. So Delaney's Creek to Rockhampton. Brandy, Adelaide to Yankalilla is 75Ks, says the Adelaide Rooster. Go the Blues. Good on you, Rooster.
Where are you from, mate? I'm from Yankalilla. All right. Mm. How you been?
75Ks. Yeah. Morning, boys. Brandy would have had a decent reason to forget for paying for petrol this morning. Thank you, Jess.
Yes. Yeah. That would be the double whammy, wouldn't it? Missed alarm. Mm. Wearing your wife's top because dressed in
got,
the dark,
no
then
petrol
no petrol.
In the car.
Have to make a decision. Have to make a decision. This one, flying around a forklift in your Nora app on the speaker. That's nice in the warehouse. Know what that's like down at the Mr. Voss Candles warehouse on the forklift.
One from Trevi says, how's running with a raised forearm different to Suoli'i's raised knee? Well, it is, but forearms are part of your body. Like, when you go into a tackle, your forearms have to be somewhere, don't they? if you're carrying the ball.
I'm going to have to go back and look. See, I thought on the Tino Reid-Marty one, I think at the last moment, and we're talking frames of a second, it appears that he looks up, he sees his target and goes, bang!
Correct.
Sticks it up at the last moment. That's why I thought that one deserved a ban.
I did too. I did, but yes, last night he came into the tackle with those with his arm, with the ball carrying the arm carrying the ball in a perpendicular position and came into the tackle like that, like a bump. That one, that's not illegal. But on the back of the Reid-Marty incident 2 weeks ago, that it could be a slight problem for him.
Hey, listen, we've got this is a lengthy text, but we've got to do this before a break because Michelle Bishop is coming up with the first sports update of the day. But the Coffs Panther has been in touch, Brandy. G'day, legends. I have a similar story to an earlier message, talking about Brandy's, you know, close call this morning. Young and keen at my first job, too young to have a licence or a car. I have to ride my bike from the suburbs of Mount Druitt to an industrial estate near St Mary's. My body clock is used to working, having breakfast and riding to work. So when I wake up, I just do that. You know, you get an autopilot. As I get near my workplace, I notice a few cars, which is unusual, as there's not usually any cars there at my start time. I sit and wait for someone to come and open my section when a car approaches, and lo and behold, it's the afternoon shift just finishing. It's 11 p.m. when I start at 5 a.m. I'm 6 hours early. I then ride my bike back home, uphill all the way, eventually get back to sleep after being wired for hours and wake up at my usual time, feel like I've had 1 hour of sleep. The worst part is I used to all the milk for my first breakfast 6 hours earlier, so now I have no breakfast.
it's a long yard.
It's a great yard.
Yeah. I know from Mount Druitt to that industrial estate near St Mary's, know it very well.
Used to do burnouts there, eh, Brady?
Well,
back in the day.
If you're low on petrol, you know.
If you're low on petrol, sure. Yeah. Now, that Coffs Panther, great yarn. Michelle Bishop coming up with the first sports update of the day.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers, and don't forget you can still register for Bryden's Lawyers. Your verdict, head to sensurvivor.com.au for your chance to win $2,500. Now let's go straight to Michelle Bishop. Make your own rules at any time. Fitness, and here she is. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Bossy, Brandy. I went to the Dolphins captain's run yesterday at North Sydney Oval, and Wayne Bennett, God, it was good to have him back in Sydney, and he was in an absolute fantastic mood, battling a bit of a cold. And we did ask him, I asked him the obvious, and said, hey, have you had a RAT test? And he laughed and said, no COVID here. He was happy to talk about anything, even a 200-year-old tree that's at North Sydney Oval there. He took us a bit of a trip down memory lane from the 80s where he said, I remember Big League or Rugby League Week did a photo shoot with players hanging out of that tree. And we asked him, we said, would you be up for it? Would you hang out of the tree with the Dolphins? But he wasn't up for that one either. But what he did want to talk about was the New South Wales Blues.
Imagine a 72-year-old climbing a tree.
I reckon he'd give it a go. I reckon if you got him on a good day, he'd give it a go.
Okay.
He talked about Adam Reynolds. This is not news because he had mentioned it in the lead up to yesterday. But with Adam Reynolds, he stressed, Cody Walker must come. Now, that might not obviously be a possibility now. We're hearing that Cody could be injured. But he said when the Blues pick Nathan Cleary, they pick Luai because of the combination. They complement each other. And that's the way it should work here. Let's take a listen.
If you're going to bring Reynolds, you've really got to bring Walker. This is do or die. As I said, there's no fallback position here. I brought Alan Langer back in 2001 because I just knew we couldn't win that third game without him.
Brady?
He said you can talk about other halves. You can talk about Nico Hines, Mitchell Moses and all that sort of stuff, but they're not up to this standard in terms of throwing them into such a must-win game. As you said, there's no fallback. But he was pretty strong on all of that. And that's exactly why he did that back in 2001. He said there were other good halfbacks around, but Alfie Langer was the man that he trusted that he knew could get the job done.
That'd almost be like bringing Mitchell Pearce back, wouldn't it? More than Adam Reynolds.
You're
going to compare the Alfie situation coming back from the English Super League.
Yeah, good point.
Guys, I'm joking. But Wayne Bennett.
Sorry, Brandy.
Go on, Michelle.
He also weighed into the Dragons' coaching position, saying that they definitely need they're under their noses and they've just got to make a job, make a quick call. Ben Hornby and Dean Young, they have the Dragons' DNA, but it's really important to back them moving forward, not give them 5 minutes. He said it's one of the most frustrating things he sees as a coach is people want to keep changing coaches every 5 minutes. They don't want to invest. But here's where it got a bit ugly. He was angry. He turned angry. Tommy Trbojevic, free to play tonight against his Dolphins. He was asked about the waters being muddied and said, my oath they are. Let's take a listen to this.
They make the rules and then the same people that make the rules, that's the NRL itself, you know, then they put doubt in your mind about just how serious they are. But he looked like he'd taken a pretty heavy knock. I don't think there's any doubt about that part of it. That's why they put all the pressure on the rules to get him to play.
But he did admit he didn't know, you know, the background. He wasn't too interested in the intricacies. He said, you know, we all saw him cop the knock. Most of us thought that he should be sort of stood down and the rules should apply because he's just been left completely confused.
I'm confused. I'm with Wayne. I stand with Wayne.
Yeah.
I've got the head cold Wayne has or the monkey pox, but I think if you have an independent doctor, then to overrule the independent doctor, what? The system is broken then. The system's broken. So you never trust the independent doctor then for the situation.
Correct. If there's an avenue for you to appeal, that's right, Posse. How does anyone put any faith in what the independent doctor says if what he's saying can be overturned?
So
that's where probably been a little bit close to this. Obviously, spent a bit of time at Manly this week, and the thing for mine, which sort of pricked my ears, was the fact that they're saying that Tommy Turbo wasn't concussed. In that, like, at that incident, that was, it's a little bit different. He didn't have that actual concussion. But you're right, it is muddy, it is very confusing, and it is a concern because we're supposed to be protecting the players.
But if they were playing on Sunday, would they be appealing it? Like, if it fell outside the bounds of the time frame, the reason they had to appeal it because he was playing Friday. The Origin game was last Wednesday week. Michelle, you're back next hour for Anytime Fitness. And, of course, everyone, welcome to Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. We may even have a listener in Anytime Fitness right now listening to the program, Michelle. So you can go hunt them out and pump out a few Ks as well.
Right. I'll do that.
Good on you, Michelle.
7:07, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy right here on the home of sport SEN. Cricket coverage tonight. Coverage also of Jared Croker's 300th game, the Raiders and the Warriors. It's a great time in sport.
We've tracked him down. Comsec's Tom Petrovsky is on the line. Tom, good morning. Philip Lowe, the Reserve Bank Governor, is definitely a man of the people, isn't he?
Brandy, it's good to hear your voice again, mate. I've missed you. Look, yes, Phil Lowe apparently has got some tips for better living, and I don't know about you, and I'm sure you agree with me. I love taking advice from people that are minted and earn about a mil a year. I reckon there's an opportunity here for outreach with Dr. Lowe. He needs to get a folding chair and a picnic table, get himself down to some league games and set up out the front of the stadium. Just have people offer him questions on how they could live their lives a little better.
This is the best finance report I've ever heard. I don't even want to know about the markets. People have pulled over their cars and are now standing up and are clapping. They're winding down the windows and saying, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Tom Petrovsky, you are a leader of the people. Thank you for that from Comsec. Comsec's very lucky to have you, Tom, as are we. See ya.
See you, Tommy.